This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Watch out for Project Jessica. Plus, I got my own shotgun one coming up. Plus, I got the scout rifle going, and I'm going to have a special surprise for the scout rifle one. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right, so as we go forward, and Trump is going forward, and McConnell's going to accommodate him, here's some simple rules regarding the replacement of Kennedy on the Supreme Court, if I may be so, if you don't mind me giving you these words. You can judge the caliber of his nominee by how angry the Democrats get. That's item number one. The smarter and the more influential the nominee is, whoever that is, in an important sense, the more qualified they are, the angrier the Democrats will get. Hours after Anthony Kennedy decided to retire, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the Democrats will fight against any nominee picked from President Trump's preordained list selected by powerful special interests. Now, it is irrelevant that Trump ran on that list of 25 nominees, or that 21% of voters considered the U.S. Supreme Court appointments to be the most important factor in casting their vote. And still, there are some nominees from that list who will upset Schumer and others much more than others. And despite what Democrats claim, abortion isn't the primary issue. Now, if you look at all federal judge appointments for the past four decades, you would find that confirmations took much longer and they were much less likely to be successful for graduates of top 10 law schools who served in their school's law reviews. In fact, it took 65% longer compared with graduates who neither went to top law schools nor did particularly well there. Among the nominations from the Carter administration through Obama's first term, confirmations took about 160% longer for the top students at top law schools who further distinguished themselves with clerkships on the Supreme Court. Why is there the greatest opposition to the smartest nominees? You find the same phenomenon in jury selection, where lawyers often disfavor intelligent candidates or ones who make a living by persuading others. I never get picked to serve on a jury. They get up there and say, "All right, everybody here today, tell your name and occupation. Bill Frady, radio host and fill-in host here locally, too. I do a lot of radio." Everybody turns and looks at me. And nobody wants me to serve on one of their juries. The concern is that these people will have a strong influence on their fellow jurors. Well, you know, maybe, I don't know. Greg Mankiw, a professor of economics at Harvard University, was only considered for 5 minutes before being dismissed from jury duty. He later wrote on his blog, "The only information they had about me at the time was based on a brief questionnaire, which did not say much more than my name, address, and occupation." And that caused Mr. Mankiw to wonder, why does being a professor of economics at Harvard make you an undesirable juror in a case, in any case, you know? Maybe a financial wrongdoing case, maybe. Similarly, Democratic senators don't want a conservative Supreme Court justice, even one who's somewhat closer to their views, who will be effective at persuading his colleagues. So justices or lower court federal judges can also exert influence by writing powerfully worded decisions that are more likely to be cited in future rulings. And here, the evidence of dumbing down is striking. When you look at certain research, federal judges whose opinions, once they were on the bench, were cited 20% more often than those of their peers, faced 60% longer confirmation processes. Senators turn out to be very good at predicting how influential judges will be, and looking directly at citations is an even better measure of influence than where they went to law school. So many politicians are going to do whatever they can to block the selection of smart people whose views differ from their own. This phenomenon has been born out of the increasingly contentious confirmation fights of recent years. Now, in the past, the Democrats had no trouble accepting a Republican Supreme Court nominee who strongly opposes abortion, as long as they weren't very smart. When George Bush nominated Harriet Myers for the Supreme Court, fellow Republicans threatened to embarrass Myers by asking law school exam types questions during her confirmation. They saw her as an intellectually weak pick, and they were happy when she withdrew her nomination. Democrats supported Myers. Harry Reid pointedly announced, "I like Harriet Myers." And despite their support for abortion rights, Myers' rock-solid opposition to abortion and President Bush vouching for her being a conservative, for them that was not an issue. But then we look at Judge Robert Bork. We look at his nomination. Democrats defeated Bork precisely because they viewed him as an intellectual threat. Now, it's understandable for the two parties to oppose each other's smartest nominees, but this comes at a cost. And the law has now become so complex in many areas that a smart judge, regardless of his or her political leanings, might be better equipped to avoid errors that cost lives or billions of dollars. Democrats will claim that they're simply upset about the views of Trump's forthcoming nominee. But what really worries them is the intelligence or the influence of the pick. Trump is going to pick a smart person. Okay? He's going to pick a smart person. I did not think he was actually going to interview Senator Mike Lee, but he has interviewed Senator Mike Lee, so we'll see where that goes. But he's going to pick somebody that is going to, that guy's going to get there with Gorsuch. He's going to get there with Thomas. He's going to get there with Alito, and then those four guys are going to look at Roberts, and they're going to persuade him, even though he's the Chief Justice. And they know that. And they know this man. And the problem here is that, and the problem is sort of twofold, and I'll get to that in the next little bit, but, I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to retire during Trump's tenure. She says she's not going to retire. She does not plan on retiring. But she's going to retire. If not her, then possibly Breyer. But one of them is going to let go. They're going to let go. They're going to retire. And, you know, there's, and I'll tell you what, and I'll, let me lead with this. Let me get you set up for this one. The reason that, they don't have this solid everything, this solid leftist influence in there, is the fault of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's her fault. And I'll tell you why when we get back. But just bear that in mind as we go forward. Now, Trump's going to get his pick. His pick, whoever that is. We may have to go through two, maybe. We might have to do two. But he's going to get his pick, and he's going to get another Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court prior to November. And that's just a fact. And the Democrats are going to do everything they can to prolong this, to run that clock out. They're going to keep calling times out whenever they can, and it's not going to matter. It is not going to matter. They're still going to lose this fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Going to go out maybe Friday, and I have the most dilapidated Remington 870 shotgun waiting on me to pick it up. And I'm going to revitalize it with a Boyd's Gun Stock. And then I'm going to let you look at it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, for all of you pro-choice feminists out there, I've got great news for you, especially you, Whoopi Goldberg. Supreme Court justices don't perform enemas or abortions. They simply interpret law. Now, sadly, when you rely on your values, morals, and worth to be affirmed by feelings, like-minded peers, and government regulation rather than by God and objective truth, it's no wonder that the left goes crazy when they can't appoint a ruler to validate their worldview. So, there's three questions to address leading up to Trump's replacement of outgoing Justice Anthony Kennedy. Number one, what is the proper function of a Supreme Court justice? Number two, who's to blame for President Obama's so-called stolen pick of Merrick Garland? Number three, why is the left so obsessed with Anthony Kennedy's replacement to a point they'll protest in the streets? We watched a lot of hysterics over the week, from the left in response to his retirement announcement. It's due to their fundamental misunderstanding of the role that Supreme Court justices play in the U.S. Democrats wrongly believe, and they, I've never subscribed to this, and I've always hated the idea that this is something they do, but they have always believed that the Supreme Court justices are placed on the bench to write or rewrite law as they see fit, which is a practice known as judicial activism. Now, judges that subscribe to this philosophy do no favors to the cause of freedom here in America. They circumvent the will of the people by canceling out the votes of our elected representatives in Congress. So rather than a government of, for, and by the people, judicial activists give us a government of, for, and by the elites. Ultimately, this will tear the nation apart rather than bring us together. Which, have you noticed that happening lately? Constitutional conservatives, on the other hand, rightly believe that Supreme Court justices are appointed to the bench to interpret and apply the laws of the land fairly as originally intended by our forefathers. If you think that makes me an originalist, well, that's because I am. The Constitution is not a living, breathing document. It is set in stone. Leftists, I know you don't believe that. There's no one person or group that gets special treatment under the law. And according to Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, the Supreme Court also has appellate jurisdiction as to the law and fact when the lower courts get a case wrong, and the exception being under such regulations as the Congress shall make. So in other words, it isn't the role of Supreme Court justices to write law. That's the role of our legislators in Congress. Then, if anybody's to blame for Obama's so-called stolen pick after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, that would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She could have retired during Obama's presidency. That would have given him a chance to pick a justice that shared his judicial philosophy for at least a generation. Instead, Obama was left to political gamesmanship by nominating a judge in Merrick Garland during a presidential election cycle, mind you, that never stood a chance of being appointed given the fact that Republicans were the ruling party in the Senate, which of course has the power to advise and consent when it comes to Supreme Court justice appointments. And don't be fooled. Obama didn't want a wishy-washy moderate like Merrick Garland appointed to the highest court in the land any more than conservatives did. What he wanted was a political issue that he hoped would motivate voters to go out and vote for Hillary Clinton to hold together his slipshod legacy. And we all know how that worked out. Additionally, it should come as no surprise to anyone that the GOP, which will likely increase their numbers in the Senate after the midterms, want to replace Kennedy with an originalist judge. And it's the next pick I'd be concerned about if I were on the left. So, lastly, to bring this to full circle, their obsession with his retirement can largely be attributed to the civics education, or lack thereof, that our high school and college kids are receiving. It is very hard now to go out and find college kids that understand that we have three branches of government, let alone recognize their separate but equal function. So when you're taught by professors, you admire that government is the ones you admire, they think government is the solution to the American problems rather than the individual. It's no wonder the Democrats throw a hissy fit when they lose in the ballot box or don't get their Supreme Court justice pick. They want to reshape the Constitution by judicial fiat, and that's simply something we can't allow. We do it at our own peril. It's impossible to remain a free society when citizens don't understand how their own government works. That leaves conservatives no other option than to defeat the leftists at the ballot box. We're either going to be a nation that understands our government derives its power by the consent of the governed, as outlined by the Declaration of Independence, or we'll become a nation where our rights are determined by those in government. And it really, truly is that simple. So, to recap, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will retire. If she had retired during Obama's time, that would have been one more generational person out there on the left, and she did not retire. And what's interesting about that is when you look at what happened in D.C. when it comes to shall issue, where they finally had to concede that they were going to go shall issue, is because they took it for the team. They took it for the anti-gun team throughout the country. Ginsburg, at least judicially, is a nail in the coffin of the leftists when it comes to all of this judicial fiat that they were trying to go by. She has basically assured that it will not happen by staying on the Supreme Court, which, she was appointed to the Supreme Court fair and square, but she didn't want to take one for the team. And no matter how anti-constitutional she may be, she's still standing there. She cost Obama. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Tonight, President Trump is delivering remarks at the Salute to Service Dinner in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. One of the things the president discussed was the VA Accountability Act.
We now look at the person that violates our great veterans, and we say, Jim, you're fired, and we can do it. Now we can do it. You couldn't do anything.
A woman confronted EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt yesterday while he was eating lunch, demanding he resign from his post as she read a laundry list of her personal disagreements with him. Randy Sutton is a retired Las Vegas police lieutenant. He's also the national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. He explains what he would do if someone came into his restaurant and started causing a scene.
Well, in reality, the restaurant owners who really have responsibility for the safety of their people should be calling the police, and they should be extricated immediately.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be making a video. I'm going to shoot it either tomorrow or Friday. And I'm going to have two Boyd's gun stocks going on one gun. Of course, separately. One of them I'm going to take off and I'm going to give away. Now, if you are an owner of a Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, this is something you're going to want to pay attention to. Okay? Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have a YouTube channel, and a long time ago, I don't just do stuff about guns. I do stuff about cameras and backpacks and some other stuff too, but plenty of stuff about guns. And I did this review of a backpack from a world champion skier named Yoon Olsen. And in it, I talked about how this could possibly be a good backpack as a concealed carry backpack for a gun. Well, today I got a comment from that, and I did that about a year and a half ago. I got a comment for this particular video where the guy said, I was stunned when he said gun. I pointed out that Mr. Olsen is Swedish, which in the top 15 gun-owning nations, is Sweden comes in ninth. It is true they don't walk around carrying guns anything near what we do, but they come in ninth. As far as countries that own the most guns. But once again, this proves that some people are never going to like the idea of owning a gun, and that's fine. It's not for everyone. Everybody has different interests and passions, and every one of you are free, in my view, you're free to pursue them as long as they don't include intentionally harming other people or perhaps themselves. And that's the kind of thing that happens in a free country. But some people don't want this nation to be free. Not really. They don't even understand the concept of what this freedom is that they enjoy so much. Now, they'll say they do. They'll pay lip service to the idea of freedom, especially this close to Independence Day. They'll make all the right noises about freedom and liberty and then destroy it all with a but, right at the end of the sentence. Because, you see, they're not really interested in freedom. They're interested in taking away your freedom. They're interested in dictating not just what you do, but they will even try to control how you think about certain things. Take, for example, retired psychologist Robert Pawlicki, a writer for the Savannah Morning News. Savannah is in Georgia, and Savannah is a historic town. It is both, there's two sides to Savannah. There's the poor side and the very affluent side that you've seen in various movies and everything else. Pawlicki doesn't like seeing billboards for guns in Savannah. He thinks it's a bad thing because gun culture or something. He writes, even our everyday grocery stores like Kroger and Publix carry gun magazines that promote assault rifles, the very type of military armament that many in the public find abhorrent. Compare our omnipresent guns message with Japan, Sweden, Germany, and Italy, where many Americans visit. Tourists virtually never see billboards promoting guns, gun magazines, or gun retailers. Well, you know, let me explain something to you, Mr. Pawlicki. First, we're not like Japan, Sweden, or Germany, Italy, or anywhere else in Europe. Sweden and Germany and Italy, by the way, are not like themselves either anymore. Japan, on the other hand, is a completely homogenous society. I mean, I want to have the immigrant policies that Japan has, if you really want to know the truth of the matter. But another thing that all of these countries have in common is that they have a history where the individual is subservient to the government. Each had their time with feudalism, followed by other systems that simply built on the culture in place of people existing collectively. This is why socialism has been permitted to fester there. People are more inclined culturally to accept government curbing certain rights. Historically, the ownership of arms has been restricted for a large chunk of history, even before guns. So the idea of gun control probably felt quite natural to them. But the United States isn't like these countries. We're a nation born out of bloodshed, out of fighting, out of rebellion. Our forefathers were the kind of people to take a shipload of tea and dump it into the harbor just because the government decided to tax it. And for better or worse, this defiant nature has been passed down to us through the generations. And part of that history, Mr. Pawlicki, has been on the private ownership of arms. Many people forget Lexington and Concord and the battles that sparked the American Revolution started because the British were coming to seize weapons. So, yes, they were resisting gun control, and that was a foundational principle of this nation. For Mr. Pawlicki, of course, this is not important. What's important is not controlling what people can buy, but also what they think. And in fact, he fully embraces the idea of stigmatizing gun ownership. He writes again, if we're to have a serious conversation regarding gun laws and regulations, laws that still allow responsible citizens and hunting enthusiasts to own guns, we must begin to recognize that we live in a culture of gun messages. Many years ago, we realized the danger of cigarettes, albeit legally sold, and now we no longer live in a smoking culture. Modifying any addiction, alcohol, drugs, or tobacco, begins with the recognition of how present and influencing the substance is in our life and how it alters and damages who we are. We are culturally addicted to guns, so addicted that we are blind to the signs around us. No, we're not blind, you fool. We're not blind to this. The Second Amendment is not there for us to hunt. The Second Amendment is there for us to hunt the government if the government comes hunting us. That's what the Second Amendment is for. And a really nice byproduct of it is when these human predators come knocking on the door, or the, you know, the four-legged kind. It doesn't matter. We have the means to defend ourselves against them. The only equalizing means there is. I don't know which gun message you're talking about. Your message is pretty stupid. Getting out there and comparing this to alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. Guns hurt no one. People hurt people. And they use various tools to do it. Do you think the people that were in New York that were killed by the rental truck in the bike path think they're any less, were they considering themselves any less dead because he didn't use a gun? Any less of a terrorist attack because he didn't use a traditional weapon? Weaponization is something that occurs due to imagination. Intent spurs that imagination. I've got to do X. So in order to do that, how do I do it? What is my why? And when I figure out my why, then I'm going to go ahead and execute my plan, which will be Z. And then once again, I have arrived at X. Anybody in mathematics that thinks I just butchered something, you're probably right. And I apologize for that, but I'm just trying to, you know, make an analogy here. We're not blind to it. So smoking got the hammer lowered on it primarily because there's no way to smoke safely. If you smoke one way or the other, you're poisoning yourself. Guns are different. You can shoot a gun and never hurt anybody. But Dr. Paul Lickey, you've opted not to use your ability to reason and to look for freedom. And that's fine, sir. Have at it. But you cannot touch mine. Forget that. Forget that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Tomorrow, everybody, celebrate the 4th of July. Celebrate the greatness of our independence. Take the time, and enjoy it. Because, you know, because we've earned it. We have earned it. You know, because of the ever-descending moral and intellectual state of the mainstream news media, there's been no outcry against leftists who call Trump and all Americans who support him Nazis. It's like Paul was talking about, though. Nobody knows what a Nazi is. And members of the media call you and I Nazis all the time. So without that outcry, this labeling will only increase, and this steadily increasing drumbeat of hysteria is likely to lead to one result. Violence against us. It is not plausible to foresee any other outcome of left-wing normalization of the terms Nazi and white supremacist. The American left has put itself in a moral quandary. Either they don't mean it when they call the president and his supporters Nazis, in which case it is merely guilty of cheapening and the Holocaust, or denying the Holocaust, or it does mean it, in which case morality demands it take violent action against Trump supporters. Now, in a lot of ways, for the last decade, this nation has existed in an undeclared civil war, a second civil war. But thankfully, unlike the first civil war, this one has been nonviolent. But that could soon change. And that is a fear of mine. We've had a Senate intern shout an obscenity at the President of the United States in the halls of Congress, and the U.S. senator for whom she works did not fire her. Left-wing mobs yell and chant, "No justice, no sleep," in front of the homes of administration officials. A Democratic congresswoman, Maxine Waters, foments this kind of action. "Let's make sure," she tells the Democratic mobs, "we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you go out there and you create a crowd and you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anywhere anymore." That's so dangerous, old lady. It really is. The Democratic Party labels political opposition to the president resistance. which was the term used to describe the opposition to the Nazis during World War II. But all of these are only the beginning. Few violent movements actually ever begin with violence. And when the left sees that these tactics do not undo the last presidential election, some morally consistent leftists could quite possibly take the obvious next step and start targeting Republicans like the shooter of Representative Steve Scalise and the four others did. A leftist writer, Peter Beinart of The Atlantic, asked nearly a year ago, if you believe the president of the United States is leading a racist, fascist movement that threatens the rights, if not the lives, of vulnerable minorities, how far are you willing to go to stop it? When you have so-called conservatives, even one as critical of the president as Ben Shapiro, that need the protection of bodyguards and police officers in riot gear when speaking on an American college campus, it is clear where we are headed. You can get an idea by watching what students did to biology professor Dr. Brett Weinstein, perhaps the only decent faculty member at Evergreen State University, because he refused to cooperate with the left-wing students when they demanded that all whites leave the university campus for a day. Some months later, Weinstein was told by the left-wing university administration it could no longer guarantee his safety, and Weinstein then left Evergreen State for good. In March of 2017, Charles Murray's scheduled speech at Middlebury College was preempted by a violent left-wing mob, resulting in police escorting him off the campus. In the process, his interviewer, Professor Allison Stranger, was injured by enraged leftist thugs, and she later ended up in a neck brace. The New York Times recently reported that the left-wing intellectuals regard the historic leftist defense of free speech. They regret that. There's no question that if the left were to have its way, many of the, if not most, conservative opinions would be legally banned, and those expressing them would be arrested. Now, I really hope that violence does not erupt in America. But if it does, let's be very, 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 very clear with this, okay? We didn't start this. The left starts it. We simply end it. And for your own good, leftists, I think you should take that in consideration, because this is certainly not going to be what you think it's going to be. Trust me on that. That is supposing that actually everything goes to plan. Now, there's signs out there for anybody with eyes to see, and despite the media inflated stories of the popularity of Sanders and his fellow travelers, the radicalized Democratic Party is heading for a major crack-up. That trend started with the rise of the Tea Party in 2009, followed by the Democratic loss of the House in 2010 and the Senate in 2014, and then Trump's win in 2016. At each stage of this progression, they have dialed up their hysteria, their lies, their hate, and even their violence, and now it's reaching a fever pitch. And all of that has gotten them exactly nowhere. If anything, their rage has been counterproductive. And you know, this November could be the climax of all of this stuff, forcing, among other things, George Soros to go to his grave, a defeated and frustrated old man. Media paints a picture of the left being so full of fight and determination to continue Obama's transformation of America into a European-type socialistic paradise with a multicultural emphasis. And that may be true for the hardcore activists, but they are relatively few in number. So the question becomes, what might be the dominant mood of the run-of-the-mill Democratic voter? Probably one of depression and a feeling of hopelessness. They've seen their side throw absolutely everything at this conservative resurgence, and President Trump in particular, and they've watched as one event after another went against them. Even in the media, with their fake news stories and the skewed polls, they can't snap the left out of their funk. And their only option now seems to be doubling down on the losing hand they've been playing all along. A couple of examples. Their drumbeat message is that Trump and his supporters are racist, that the president's approval rating with minorities continues to grow. Every Democrat in Congress that voted against the Trump tax cuts predicting they would tank the economy, yet the GNP growth is exploding to levels that Obama repeatedly stated were impossible. Black unemployment is at a record low, and the overall economy is at near full employment. The Trump tax cuts have put more money in our pockets, and confidence in America is rising. The Mueller investigation has been revealed as the witch hunt that it is. On illegal immigration, events have maneuvered Democrats and their supporters into being candid about their insane desire for open borders. And to show you how deranged the liberal left has become, it's even denouncing Bernie Sanders because he won't endorse the elimination of the Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And when crazy Bernie is not radical enough for you, you know you have jumped the shark. The American people right now are watching as high-ranking Democrats are showing more concern for illegal aliens than they do for American citizens. And the radicals have breached the borders of decency by harassing Trump staffers in their everyday lives. They don't look good either. And none of this is going over well with the electorate. Even average Democrat voters who are not foaming at the mouth leftists, of which there are millions, are disgusted by what they see. They voted for Trump. Despite the overreaction and the hysterics from the Democrats over tragic school shootings and the media adulation of poster boy David Hogg, there's been no dent in support for the Second Amendment. We are strong, and we will continue to be strong. Not going to be here tomorrow. Not going to be here Friday. So, be here Thursday. Have a happy 4th of July. And remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.